Blog Talk Radio.
You may be seated, thank you. You may be seated. Be us all over the world. Where can we go from His presence? West, south, north. Hallelujah. You have on the table today, be determined. As a Christian, be determined. As a Christian, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last meeting, I want to believe that we have some unfinished message. And I'm going to take you back there in that book of Mark. Are you there? In that book of Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 17. Just because of time, I will not be able to take you from the beginning of the Mark. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And this sign, we want to start our lesson from this Psalm, the book of Mark, because of the word believe. You understand it better in this test than in any other test. This sign will follow those who believe. And this sign, the Bible says, this sign will follow those who believe. This blessing will follow those who believe. In my name, this will cast out what? They will cast out demons. And then we have been seeing this morning how God has been using the wise men to do so. We have seen in this morning how this demon has been casting out. They have been casting them out. God has been using the apostle in our midst this morning. So show what we have read in the Bible, what we are reading every day. It's life, it's happened, life and direct. Hallelujah. What a blessing for you to witness this and for me to witness this. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, and this sign will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out what? But you have seen how demon has been dying. Different languages, and but you will see more today. You said it may be you. You just get ready to receive your blessing. The Bible says, "This sign shall follow those who are in my name." I can hear you. Okay, the word believing is what we want to talk about now. If you believe, those signs shall follow you, shall be yours. So we take our title, Acting on the Word. Let someone say, Acting on the Word. Yeah, that is just the word believing. Acting on the Word. That is the other thing. Acting on the Word. Believing demands action. Believing demands what? Action. Create actions. Create action. Demands action. It requires perform. It requires what? Perform. You say, yes, I'm a player. I'm a good player. Okay, you're a good player. Let's go to the field. Show yourself you're a good player. Yes. You're a good player. It's not word of mouth. You go to the field and show yourself. Perform. It requires perform. It's a belief. Because God's way reflects his character. God's way reflects his what? His character. God's way reflects his character. So when you say believe, you talk of action. Passion. It's not just, this is why we say on the list of believers, not on the book, not on the written page. Are you there? That is belief. He said, this sign will follow those who believe. That is action now. Jesus is Lord. Choice. Deliverer. Choice. I'm a child of God. Why mental assent? Mental assent admits, admires, but does not act. Mental assent admits, yes, is Jesus, yes, is Jesus is Lord, yes, is Jesus is Lord, but it's not the doer. Admire, oh, Christian, yes, Christian is a good thing. That is mental assent. Admires, but does not act. Does not act. Acting on the word is letting Christ act through you. Tell your neighbor, acting on the word is letting Christ act through you. I can't hear you. Can you say, Christ and the word are one? Can you say now, Christ and the word are one? Are one. Acting on the word is letting Christ act through you. This say you because Christ and the way are one. Christ and the way are one. Acting on the way is letting Christ act through you. He does nothing without what? Without his way. Through his word, by his spirit. So, letting the word have right of way in your life. Tell your neighbor, letting his word. I can't hear you. Letting the word. Letting the word. Have right of way in your life. It's letting Christ have right of way. I can hear you. Letting the word have light of way in your life. Letting Christ have light of way. Because Christ and the way are one. It is the way dwelling in you, which is equivalent to Christ personally being in you. Are you with me? It is the way dwelling in you, which is equivalent to Christ's personal being in you. Tell your neighbor, acting on the word. It is the word dwelling in you, which is equivalent to Christ's personal being in you. Christ and the word are one. Let me take you to the book of James. James 1. Let's just look at verse 22 there. It says, but the doer of the word and not hearer only. Disciple yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like, verse 24, a man observing his natural face in a mirror. A man observing his natural face in a mirror. 24. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Are you there? You listen to what the word said there. Acting on the word, then gives God an opportunity. Are you with me? Acting on the word, then gives God an opportunity to do what? To heal you, to bless you, to save you, to deliver you. Acting on the way then gives God an opportunity to touch you. Lordship. Are you with me? Giving the way its place is giving Christ his position of lordship. I mean, they were dominating you in the lordship of Christ in you. They were dominating you is the lordship of Christ in you. Acting on the word. The problem of believing is made simple when we know that it is acting on what has been spoken. The problem of believing, because that is the problem we Christians are having today. Processing. You cannot be greater than your processing. The way I dress in the room is the way I look now. The way I combed my hair is the way I'm looking now. Tell your neighbor, you cannot be greater than your processing. So believing is like ingredients. When you are making a soup, you put water. I don't know how to make soup, but I need to learn this. I told my people, I say it's one of the maybe next way I'm going to learn how to make soup. But I know one soup, ogbolo. I will not tell you that. Let me just leave it. Let's leave it there. Processing. When one miss, you miss all. You want to say 1 + 1 + 1 is equal to 3, but you not say 1 + 1 + 1, you say 4. Something's wrong somewhere. Processing. The problem of believing is made simple when we know that it is acting on what God has spoken. So you go, love your neighbor as yourself. That is God. I'm going to act on that. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. Humble. For God says, my humility this time is not for selfish, classic, and materialism. Humility for God's sake. I'm going to be faithful, faithful for God's sake. The wise man is the doer, is the one, is the doer of the words. The wise man is the doer of the word. The other hears but does not act upon it. The other hears but does not act upon it. He is a sense knowledge hearer. He is a mental assenter. The Because he responds to reason instead of the word of God. He is a mental assenter. He responds to reason instead of what? Instead of the word of God. Reason. Why should this? Their faculty is the one that dictates the direction. When they are sick, they pray for healing. When they are poor, they pray for blessing. When they are blessed, they say, "Thank you, Jesus." Their situation dictates the direction of their work, of their prayers. Their situation dictates the direction of their prayer. If things is all right, they'll say, "Oh, you see them dance in the church? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And when Satan knows that your situation is the one that dictates the direction of your prayer, he will not allow you to be free. You continue to complain and complain and complain and complain. Because he doesn't want to, he wants to overthrow you. And once he knows that your situation is the one direct your prayer, he will not to say thank you, Jesus, for one day. Tell your neighbor, if Satan knows that your situation is the one direct your prayer or dictate the direction of your prayer, he will not allow you to say thank you, Jesus. He responds to reason instead of the word of God. The word of God say, "Let the weak say, let the sick say." You would never hear them say that. You would say, "Oh, well, I'm sick now. How can I say I'm here when they have not prayed for me? I'm strong. Why should I say strong when I'm not? Let the poor say I'm blessed. I've not gone home to do business to get money. They say I'm blessed." No. He responds to reason instead of what? The word of God. By his stripes. I can hear you. We are here. If he has faith in anything, it is in man. If he has faith in anything, it is in man. What man has done? Science, works, and organization, and so on and so forth. These are the things they have faith in. That's science. Oh, science. And science is all about fact, not truth. Because things can change. But the word of God is saying truth. If he has faith in anything, it is in man. What man has done? Science, work, and organization. So, oh, look at that company, wonderful. I want to be like that man. How can you be like a man? No, you can't be like that man. No, that is imitation. That is imitation. acting on the word. We know the word. We know the word. Everyone knows the word. He said, where is the word of God? He said, this is the word of God. And the one we are talking about is on the lips of the believer, not in the book, not even on the pages of the written pages. We know the word of God. We may be familiar to the original Greek or Hebrew. We may know the history of the word. But that is all wasted, baseless, wasted energy if you do not act on the word. If you do not live in the word and practicing it. If you do not live the word and practicing it, that is all baseless, all wasted energy. If you do not live the word and practicing it, if we do not live the word and practice it, we cannot bring Jesus on the scene. Be healed, be blessed, be delivered, be this in the name of Jesus. Church, prayer is a reality. We are not talking into the air. Prayer is a reality. When you say be healed, be delivered, here the name Jesus is always honored. When we say be healed, be delivered, you act on the word. The name Jesus is always honored. Are you with me? The name Jesus, if you live the word and practice it, the name Jesus is always honored. If you say be healed, be delivered, be blessed, the name Jesus is always honored. What a grave danger of diluting ourselves, deceiving ourselves. What a danger, what a great danger of diluting ourselves. It's a great danger. What a danger if there is no corresponding action. If we say in the name of Jesus without corresponding action, there will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. Can you see where your problem coming from? I'm not telling you where your problem comes from. You say you are a Christian, you keep saying which is wizard, but you are causing a great danger to yourself. What a danger. If there is no corresponding action, if we say in the name of Jesus, 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 without corresponding action, that will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destruction. Destructive, I mean. When you call in the name of Jesus,
and Jesus not on the scene. What you should expect? There will be meaningless. There will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. It is the doer of the word that receives things. Idle words may entertain men. Tell your neighbor, it is the doer of the word that receives things from God. Idle words may entertain men. They do not reach God. Let's open the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Take note of that. We ask or think according to the power that we work in us. Take note of that. There's a where to note there. You know, the use of language. There's a where to note there. There's a where that control the tense there. Let's read together. Now, to him who is able to do, underline the word do. If you remove do, the whole where is useless. If you remove do, the whole word there is useless. The whole word is useless. If you remove do, or the line do, at the table, or the line do. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Now, the word exceedingly and abundantly above all that are useless then. Unless you choose other words. Let's take note of the word do there. Note the word do in this tense. Are you there? Take note of the word do. How can I do the word of God? How can I obey the word of God? How can I do it? Let someone say, how can I do it? Is that not the question that goes through you? That is the question. You say, oh, you ask me to do this. I want to obey God. I want to do this. How can I? How can I do it? How can I do it? Hallelujah. Maybe later we'll go to the book of 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, and Colossians 1, verse 9. You take time when you get home, you read. I'm going to talk about this. How can I do it? All this 10th passage will answer this. Colossians 1 verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yes, how can I do it? That is the question. It is going to be according, take notes, it is going to be according to the ability of God that work us, that at work in us. It is going to be what? It is going to be according to the ability of God that at war in us. According to the ability of God that at work in us. What is ability? If you say, oh, there's no ability, you don't have any ability. Let me remind you, one, you are here today because you are energized by Christ. You walk freely, you talk freely, you look at me freely, you sit down freely, you listen to me freely. There are many people on the seabed, they want to be here, but they are not enough energized. You are here today because you are energized by Him. Tell your neighbor, I'm here today because I'm energized by Christ Jesus. If you now say, hey, I'm nothing, you are not nothing, you are energized. Come. Why are you running? You are energized by Christ Jesus. You look freely, you smile freely, you think freely, you are able to sit down. Many want to see, they cannot see. Many are lying on the bed for many years. Many are prayed to be here, but they could not. Many could not even see with their bottom because of sickness. Cancer have eaten up the bottom. But here you are, sitting freely, looking freely, hearing freely, and I mean, you are here today because you are what? By who? Because when I was saying it is going to be according to the ability of God that is at work within us. You say, which ability of God that is at work within me? I don't have any ability because I cannot hear. I don't have any ability because I cannot deliver. I don't have any ability because I cannot see the picture. No. That's the ability of God. You say you cannot deliver, you cannot hear people, you don't have any ability. What are you talking about? In 1 Corinthians, pages given to you, chapter 1, verse 30, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You have him as your wisdom. Tell your neighbor, I have him as my wisdom. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You have him as your wisdom. It is your redemption as well. That is what the Bible says there. It is your redemption as well. A redemption for your weakness and your failure and your lack of ability and ignorance. Are you with me? You want me to go over it again? Take your time to read from that. Take it from the beginning of that First Corinthians chapter 1. You have him, you have Christ as your wisdom. He is your redemption as well. A redemption for your weakness. When you are weak, then you are strong. Tell your neighbor, when I'm weak, then I will not finish it for you. What does that mean? When you are weak, you are strong. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Me, here is weakness. There is strength always with me, before me, after me, behind me. This is, a weakness. Here is a weakness, but here, strong, strength. Strength, when I move, he move, because he knows that this man is not strong. When I'm with him, I have him as my wisdom, as my strength. He is my redemption, a redemption for my weakness and my failure and my lack of ability and ignorance. Let me come to the end of this message. We continue where we stop today, because we really want to talk about, remember, we have been coming, we are converted by the way. The same word, because we just see, we don't know what, where. Let's look at the book of Colossians 1, verse 9. Verse 9. We have exactly wisdom, knowledge, In verse 9, it tells us that we have exact knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Complete knowledge. That knowledge is in the word. Tell your neighbor, that knowledge. This is where I'm going to end my message today. So that you will not continue to look around, you look for biscuits, you look for this. What you are demanding for is in the word. Tell your neighbor, what I'm demanding for. I can't hear you. There are so much demanding. So I'm looking for bread, I'm looking for biscuit, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for money, I'm looking for wealth, I'm looking for possession. Everything you're looking for is in the word. We have exact knowledge. Exact knowledge. Complete knowledge. Perfect knowledge. That knowledge is in the word. We illumined by the Spirit. We were illumined by the Spirit. We can only get it when the word gets into our blood, gain supremacy over all, it becomes spirit. The Spirit speaks. The writer on the table put illumined, not illuminate, illumined. I-L-U-M-I-N-E-D. Yes, thank you. That is the language we use for the Spirit of God. It's quite different from the other one. So to get this done, the answer is just that. I take it back again. In conclusion, we have exact knowledge. Exact knowledge. Exact wisdom. Exact blessing, exact breakthrough, just name them. What you are looking for, tell your neighbor, what you are looking for. What you are searching for. It's in the word. Money is in the word. Tell your neighbor. You are looking for. Tell your neighbor, that money you are looking for is in the word. That possession you are looking for is in the word. Authority you are looking for is in the word. It's in the word. Prestige, fame, Popularity, good hair, healing, breakthrough, you are looking for. It's in the where. You want to become president? You want to become president of nation? Listen to me. You want to become president of nation? Senator? I can hear you. It's in the where. Thank you. Let's up, and give thanks to God. by the anointed.
Jesus, praise the Lord. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, this is the day of the Lord of reigns. God is moving His power again. By the anointing, Jesus, praise the Lord. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my sin.
Sister, thank you. Sometime when I listen to what you are hearing from me should not be a surprise to you, because there's no way you could do a job you will not be able to explain. If that job given to you from God, you should be able to explain what you are doing. What I'm telling you is what I'm doing here every day. I'm trying to take you, when we are working, we are in the laboratory, but now we are in the class. This is theorem. Now we are soon back to the laboratory for practical. This is theorem. So I should be able to tell you something I eat with, live with, do it all my entire life by us. I'm only there more than here. That is why I can have the information given to you all days. I will be able to tell you what is happening, the prophetic word given you. And if I'm not there all the time, this Obanje will catch every day. They will have captured me. I spend much of my time, that is it. So I should be able to explain where you live, you sleep. Where you live now, your job, you can explain your job. You're always in the office, even after working hour, you still sleep in the office. You can explain everything about that. They said to me, that's my job. That's my job. Because for a lot of us here, when you see what is happening, you may want to live here and want to pay, which is very dangerous. We cannot put it on Emmanuel TV. Don't copy. Don't imitate. Don't copy what you are seeing. You to now stretch out and say, be delivered. No, in the manner of TB Joshua, no. It should be in the manner of Jesus Christ. I'm a human being. So you say, this is how you do it here. You want to go and do it at home. It's very dangerous. Very, very, very. The repercussion is great. So not
No.
Unless the wear gets into your blood, gain supremacy over your soul and your life. Then when you say in the name of Jesus, Jesus now can come to the scene. When you say in the name of Jesus, you can bring Jesus on the scene. But when you call in the name of Jesus and Jesus is not there, well, if there's no corresponding action, what a grave danger. Grave. I call it grave, not danger. Great danger. Because that name alone, it spark, it's like, like I have said many times, sometimes when you call that name, I do. Sometimes, meaningless. These are the things that happen to several sons of Sceva. They say, one day, meaning they have been calling that name without authority. The Bible says one day, meaning they have been into that business for long. One day, if they say, one day they will catch you. It means you have been doing the job for long. So the same thing in the Bible, when you read your Bible, they say, one day the evil spirit catch them. So me, in those time they in the past they have been doing it, maybe probably meaningless, I do, but this time, destruction. So that is it. So this is why I have to take my time to explain what is happening here, so that people can see the picture of what is happening here, so that, it is not something to imitate. It is purely divine. We have a lot of things to do today. I don't know where to start from. There's a promo going on the Money TV. And I know some people now, that's where their mind is. That will be next week. Why we put that promo is because of, what a deliverance for 2 days, from one way to another way. So this is why, and a lot of demand, people send email, they want to know the outcome, what happened. So I think, let's start somewhere. So thank you. Rise up.
Is not a barrier. Viewers, you are called to battle the spiritual entities which cause crisis in your lives. You and Prophet TV Joshua, together in the name of Jesus, can stop Satan killing, stealing, and destroying your life. Touch the screen right now. Engage with God.
Viewers at home, today I have a revelation for you.